Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm Rex Nelson, Democrat Gazette senior editor, and happy to have Graham Cobb today to talk about one of my favorite subjects. Of course, Arkansas is always my favorite subject, but specifically community and economic development in Arkansas. Graham, it is great to have you back here. Central Arkansas guy who worked for the Little Rock Regional Chamber of Commerce and then went to the Great Northwest, where he headed the Bentonville Chamber of Commerce and then worked for the Walton family on some of the great initiatives they're doing for the state of Arkansas. And you and I, after you made that move to Northwest Arkansas, got to spend a whole day in Bentonville one day looking at bike trails, so forth, for a big piece I did. That was a very fun day. Thank you.
That was a great day. That was a great day. And I tell you what, that Bentonville is completely different now than it was just six years ago.
Absolutely is. It just continues to change. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But you've got a new company, so I want you to talk about what you've done in this latest move and who you're hoping to help these days.
Yeah. So I was really fortunate to get to work on some cool projects, like you said, for the Walton family for a few years. I will always be grateful to Jay Cheshire for showing me that while I had never had a chamber job, I'd kind of been doing chamber work my whole life, working in the community and understanding that that you just can't separate the business side of things.
Yeah, you were one of us media goons before you went over to the chamber.
Right. Yeah. Worked it, but all of that to say, I cut my teeth on punk rock and pizza at Vino's.
Absolutely.
Born and raised in Little Rock,
and
then really fell in love with Bentonville, Benton County over the last few years. And I tell you, Arkansas is strong. I think we punch above our weight in so many ways.
And we're going to break that down in the next 30 minutes. I don't disagree at all. Our economy is just roaring right now.
That's right.
On a statewide
right.
basis.
But the first time I ever saw that really defined connection between community and economy was at the Little Rock Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget it. I was in an executive committee meeting, and, you know, the Little Rock Regional Chamber is similar to the Northwest Arkansas Council. It's carrying the water.
Absolutely. Not only Pulaski County, but does work for surrounding counties also.
Right. And I was sitting at the table around, you know, pillars of industry, listening to them discuss what they were investing their company dollars in. And it was education. And it was public safety. And it was opportunity for a lot of people to do well. And that was the first time I saw the business community looking at the greater community from that 20,000 foot level.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if everybody does better, we all do well.
Yeah.
And that really stuck with me.
Yeah.
Really stuck with me.
Absolutely. What have you learned being now in two different sections of the state? What have you learned about our state, its economy, its economic development? What's kind of your 30,000-foot view of Arkansas right now?
Yeah, well, I've learned a lot. I tell you, one thing that sticks out is Northwest Arkansas is going to do what Northwest Arkansas does.
Yeah, I wrote a recent column, Graham, where I think I invented a word, but it's the only thing I could come up with, because we've been writing about the Northwest Arkansas boom for three decades now. But I said the boom is getting boomier. I mean, it's speeding up, if nothing else.
That's right. But I think that, I know that, Arkansas will be an A market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Northwest Arkansas is still going to be confined, even like topographically, as far as the growth goes.
Right.
It's going to be difficult for Northwest Arkansas maybe to compete with an Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Or to compete with one of these large areas. When you start thinking about that corridor from Northwest Arkansas down to Fort Smith, through the River Valley, through Conway to Little Rock, and all the way south and east, Arkansas is an A market if it works together.
Yeah. And one thing I have seen through the decades, and I've been around for a while now, But one thing I have seen is for the longest, I saw Northwest Arkansas as that growth started to happen, kind of have a chip on its shoulder and say, man, Little Rock still gets all the attention. That's where the statewide newspapers are, main papers. Look at what we're doing and nobody's paying attention. Then it just flipped. And when Northwest Arkansas took off, then there were a lot of people here in Central Arkansas saying, dang, they'd even move the Capitol if they could get that dome through the Bobby Hopper Tunnel. You know, they're taking everything now. It seems to me, and I want to tell you, see if you have the same impression. It seems to me that fortunately we have gotten over that. Our business and civic leadership, again, it seems to me, realize we're a state of only 3 million people.
Yep.
I mean, much smaller than the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, for instance, as a whole state. So we have got to pull together. And now Arkansas companies tend to have offices in both Northwest Arkansas and Central Arkansas. So I don't see that chip on the shoulder as much anymore. Am I on target there?
I think you are on target, Rex. I think it's mellowed. And I think what it was is, especially as generations turn over, you know, I'm 48 going on 49. If I grew up in Northwest Arkansas, I didn't have any ill will towards Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I grew up going to Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and Kansas City
when I was on vacation. Even in those days, reading the Tulsa World, I mean, that was the big paper
right. That
you got.
Right.
Watching Tulsa TV.
I think that as people have realized, maybe COVID did some of this, as we all went out and played more, and we did day trips and whatnot.
Yep.
People started to see more of Arkansas. And you look at East Arkansas, it's going to attract a different kind of industry, a different kind of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Central Arkansas being this logistics center, you know, right on 30 and 40.
Yep. And we're going to talk about that a little more. Yeah.
There's just a bunch of different ways folks are going to play. And they're all they're not competitive. They don't need to be competitive. You've got to complement and cooperate. There's plenty out there for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with Northwest Arkansas, and then I want to kind of bounce around the state with you a little bit. But talking about the boom getting boomier, you know, I am a unabashed supporter, as you know, from what I write of Tom and Stuart Walton, because here's the thing I tell people. You know, obviously two of the richest men in the world could live anywhere in the world, could do anything they want to, but almost their entire focus, and you can hit me on this firsthand, but is on improving quality of life in Arkansas, whether it's bike trails or really upscale, environmentally sensitive residential developments. What any other state, and I'm talking about even big states in the union, would give to have two multi-billionaires who put their whole focus on improving quality of life in your state?
Right. Well, I think that what you're saying is they're Arkansans.
Yeah, absolutely. and born, bred, and proud of it.
And there's a gentility and friendliness that comes with being an Arkansan. I mean, I grew up around a lot of different people. My mama and daddy did not see eye to eye on everything. We were still nice to folks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you wanted people to enjoy the things you enjoyed. Think about a potluck. I mean, I grew up in the time of casseroles, right? Mm-hmm. You had everybody over. You did block parties. You did potlucks. And I think you're looking at Northwest Arkansas, and you have folks that have had a lot of experiences that maybe everybody else in their hometown didn't.
Yeah.
But they want people to enjoy what they've enjoyed. They want people to enjoy their time in Bentonville. And they also are real smart and savvy.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognize that people choose a life before they choose a living these days, right? So they're going to move somewhere based on what attracts them to that town. And I want to talk more about that. And then they figure out how they're going to pay rent. That's just currently the way the world is. That world's going to grow up and things are going to change, and generations kind of lose their distinct differentiating factors as they grow up, have kids, buy houses, things like that. But you know, economic development, talent attraction, and quality of life is the name of the game.
Absolutely is. I'm gonna hit on a couple of things about Northwest Arkansas, and then we'll move down here to Central Arkansas. But you know, a story. It's been almost a couple of years ago since the edict first went out that I don't think got the attention that it should get, and that was when Tyson Foods basically said, okay, we're moving all of our white-collar workforce to Arkansas. You're leaving the Chicago area. You're leaving the Dakotas. You're coming to Arkansas, or we'll hire somebody else in those jobs. I think we've gotten so used to good news from Northwest Arkansas that that was probably underplayed, because that's the equivalent of a major corporation landing in Arkansas, bringing all those white-collar jobs. Now we see Walmart with its new billion-dollar-plus corporate campus, which is just amazing. We see Walmart saying, we're going to start bringing people from out of state to Arkansas. That is a huge development for our state.
It's a huge—
all those, and I mean, these are high-paying white-collar jobs that are coming here.
That's right. And I like how you said it's a huge development for our state.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a huge development for Bentonville. But you know who's really going to benefit if they plan and prepare accordingly are the P. Ridges of the world.
Yeah.
Are the Gravits, the Hiawassees, the Gentries, for those outside Northwest Arkansas. Those are the small bedroom communities.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't consider themselves bedroom communities. They're farming communities.
Yeah.
They've become bedroom communities 8 to 10 miles outside of Bentonville. That's where I think you're going to see the growth happen. You know, Centerton, in 2000 was 8,000 people,
percentage
maybe?
Percentage-wise, fastest growing town in Arkansas,
It's 20, 25,000 people, and it's packed.
Mm-hmm.
Having that that white-collar, educated, high-performing, high-earning individual move to Northwest Arkansas, where they settle is going to be interesting to watch. You're going to have – there's good schools. They're going to need to continue to be good. And you're going to have you're going to have to find ways to seed conversations to get these newcomers engaged with the folks that have been there a while,
mm-hmm.
so they learn that pathways to being on city council, or you know, being on the quorum court, something mm-hmm. like that. Getting involved, because you don't want Northwest Arkansas to be a pass through.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, quality of life. I mean, Crystal Bridge is obviously already one of the world's great art museums. Now adding another 100,000 square feet of exhibition space as we speak, which will draw even more people from around the world. And as we speak, I was just there walking around a few weeks ago, Graham, two new multi-story hotels being built right now in downtown Bentonville. A major hotel announced yesterday on Dixon Street in Fayetteville that's going up. I mean, that quality of life continues to improve also, and being really a magnet for visitors from around the world, not just business visitors, but leisure visitors from
around the world. Well, tourism is the
second biggest part of our economy. I always remind people behind agriculture,
and it's also it's the tip of the spear for economic development and relocation. So mm-hmm. once you go visit someplace, then you might, if you love it, then you consider whether or not you'd like to be there full time. That's what happened to me in Northwest Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I had never been to Bentonville that I knew of on purpose until 2017.
Wow.
I was chairing the Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas, Oklahoma Chamber Group.
Mm-hmm.
We had an event at the then John Q.
Yep.
Now the Rogers,
now
Convention,
the Rogers
Center.
Convention Center. Next to Embassy Suites, for those of you who are wondering. Yeah.
And I had I took my mountain bike. I rode Back 40, which is in Bella Vista. I had gone to ride in Bentonville, and it was too wet, and somebody pulled up next to me in their car and said, are you trying to ride your mountain bike? Yep. Well, everything's flooded here. Follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And they drove me 6 miles to a trailhead. That doesn't happen in Bend, Oregon. I'm sorry. That doesn't happen in Crested Butte. That's the gentility I was talking about.
Yeah.
I then ate at Preacher's Son. And I walked out and called my wife. And I said, I don't know where I am, but it feels
like... Doesn't feel like Arkansas.
It feels a little like Arkansas. It feels a little like Santa Monica.
Yeah.
You know? And lo and behold, that was in April. And by November, we'd moved there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this... You really... that tourism piece is big. It's big when it comes to a talent attraction.
It really is. And one more piece I've got to mention, because you go to Bentonville... And you see all of the tower cranes, which earlier this year, I did a column. I love the fact that Bentonville had more tower cranes than New York City. I don't know if that's still the case,
yeah.
But I thought that was a grab. Yeah. Made me proud as a native Arkansan. But you see the tower cranes downtown with the new hotels and development. You look at that Walmart corporate campus, there's multiple tower cranes. But on the Crystal Bridges campus, multiple tower cranes, because not only that expansion I'm mentioning, but the Heartland Whole Health Institute and the new Alice Walton Medical School. So medicine's another area I got to mention, because somebody close to Alice Walton told me they have heard her say, you know, I want Northwest Arkansas someday to be thought of as like people now think of the Cleveland Clinic or the Mayo Clinic, somewhere you fly to get the best in medical care. And we saw what she did with Crystal Bridges, so I'm not putting it past her, but huge development there with the millions of dollars being poured into healthcare.
Well, absolutely. And look what healthcare has meant to Little Rock.
Oh, absolutely.
The healthcare corridor. And if you look at Springdale, with Blue Cross Blue Shield and Highlands Oncology.
The Children's Hospital of Northwest Arkansas now, yeah.
So certainly there's a need. There's health care. There's some gaps, and the outcomes reflect those gaps in Arkansas. There's a lot of money that's leaving Arkansas for specialized health care. But I think you're right. I think that health care is going to be as important to Northwest Arkansas as retail has been. That's big.
Absolutely. All right, I know you're going to be doing work on a statewide basis.
Yeah.
Let's move it back to your area where you were raised here in Central Arkansas. You mentioned, and I'm glad you did, because as I said, I was going to get to it, logistics and distribution. You know, something very quietly happened during the pandemic. Quietly, A, because this company likes to fly under the radar as far as new developments, and B, because it was the pandemic, and we were all worried about that. But that is, Amazon chose Little Rock as a regional hub.
Right, right.
They don't publicize. Like I said, they like to fly under the radar. They don't publicize their numbers. But I'm told by people who tend to know these things that Amazon probably is employing now more than 4,000 people in Central Arkansas. Now you've seen these other huge warehouses. Go to Highway 70, like you're going toward Memphis. Get off at Galloway. It's amazing. The new Dollar General going up, Lowe's going up, over in Mall Mail, Tractor Supply. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands of jobs, and I've done my research, and best I can tell, Graham, this is the largest one-time job insertion with these logistics and distribution jobs into Central Arkansas since the Little Rock Air Force Base was built decades ago.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And certainly the folks over at the Little Rock Regional Chamber deserve much of that credit,
yeah,
if not all of that credit.
They kept it secret for
yeah,
one thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, Amazon, you know, you're in economic development. You
yeah,
know how quiet they like
right,
to be. Yeah.
Right. But it's building that brand
mm-hmm,
of Little Rock. You know,
yeah,
the business community never let go of the rope. They
yeah,
continued to believe in Little Rock and get creative. Right before I left Little Rock was when Jay Cheshire and team came up with that Love Little Rock
campaign.
Love
Little Rock, absolutely.
You know, and that was, you know, talk about making lemonade out of lemons,
mm-hmm,
right? Like, okay, we're not going to get this.
Yeah, we're
didn't
not even
going to
try
anyway
for the Amazon corporate headquarters, but look what we got. We got 4,000 jobs out of the deal.
You get attention.
Yeah.
On Little Rock. And
yeah,
people look at it, and it redefines the conversation because, as we said, Arkansas is sneaky.
Yeah.
It's easy to overlook Arkansas for Dallas or Memphis or St. Louis. But when you do something special, you get the attention of the world. When I was in high school, 1994, the Hogs won the national championship. Bill Clinton was
in
the
office.
White House,
yeah, yeah,
and Sam Walton, I think, had just become the wealthiest man in the country.
Absolutely, and, you know, during that whole period, I used to talk about Arkansas Center of the Universe because I can also throw in that Jerry Jones's Dallas Cowboys
yes.
won a couple of championships during that period too.
Right.
Another Arkansas connection there. I mean, it was amazing there for a few years.
Yeah. And somehow still people overlook the state.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that leaning into your strengths, which is something that reflects, you already had this tradition at the Riverport. You already had the rail. You had the river. You have the interstates going through, and they've just leaned into that to develop this logistics corridor. Really impressive.
Yeah, and now we are finally, and I know you were even working on that back when you were still here several years ago, finally got that aviation VOR, is what it's called, system moved. So that opens up a 1,000-acre super site. And I don't know if it'll be an automobile manufacturing. I don't know if it'll be a battery plant. But given the logistics and distribution hub this has been, I have no doubt, Graham, that Brian Day and my friends out at the Port of Little Rock are going to land something really big on that site.
Yeah, I bet they are. And again, what I would give them credit for most is endurance and patience to keep going. And that's the muscles that are built around civic engagement and having tough conversations. Another thing that was so inspiring to me when I was at the Little Rock Chamber was to see people get in a room and wrestle it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they could leave, disagree, go to Cottom's, have some catfish, or go to Doe's and get a steak, and then come back the next day and start it all over again.
Yeah.
But nobody ever left. Nobody ever just, took their ball and went home, if you will. And that was 2014, so that's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I know it had been going on decades and decades and decades before I ever saw it.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Let me bounce around a little bit more. You say, all right, Northwest Arkansas Central, we know about that. How about the rest of the state? Well, and I've written a lot about it lately. When U.S. Steel's new Big River 2 comes online in Mississippi County, Mississippi County will be the largest steel-producing county in America. There's a new rebar, high bar plant going up right now also in Osceola. It's amazing to watch. Who of us, Graham, who grew up in this state, could have ever dreamed that Arkansas would be the heart of American steelmaking?
Right. Yeah. It's pretty unbelievable.
It really is when you think about it.
And what they, of course, will want to focus on is filling those jobs in Osceola, not Indiana or where they
exactly.
might be. Exactly.
Exactly. And that is, and it comes back to some of what you're going to be doing as a consultant now. Their big thing there is, we've got to get these people to live in Arkansas because they work in that industry 4 days on, 4 days off. A lot of them live in other states, come to Arkansas those 4 days, live with buddies in an apartment or trailer or whatever. And so our next goal as a state is get those people building houses, living in Arkansas, paying taxes in Arkansas.
That's right. And that takes trust. That takes cooperation because those communities – need to constantly improve. They got to do some work in.
And it comes back to this quality of life stuff.
Quality of life, education, public safety. Those are the big drivers. And that's what makes you feel good about raising your family. Can we get health care? Well, we got work to do. Can we get a good education? Well, we still got work to do.
Yeah.
And when I moved to Bentonville, this was in place when I was at the chamber, and we kept it going. It was a Monday morning meeting. And it was the chamber, Kayleen with Visit Bentonville, Dr. Debbie Jones with the schools, Walton Family Foundation, the mayor, Benton County Judge, and then a handful of other major players, the Amazium or Crystal Bridges, you name it, big players, got together just to talk. Here's what's coming. Give me awareness. What do I need to know? And sometimes you left going, I'm not sure what the point of that was. But the point was familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
We're building trust with each other and looking for ways to help each other. that's what I think a lot of these communities, that's a starting point. Mm-hmm. Let's get all these stakeholders in a room and build some repetition to develop habits to make it so we trust each other and we move this place forward in a way that it's working for everybody.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, that's how you get authentic trust and collaboration. And that's also where you start to identify the authentic stories to tell to attract that talent.
Yeah.
Because you can build all the new fancy stuff you want, but if you're not leaning in to what can't be built, the Arkansas River, you can't build that. You can't build the Mississippi River, Crowley's Ridge, the Delta. Those are things that are never going to happen again. You got to find ways to champion those beyond our borders so people start to think about these areas a little bit differently.
So I know I'm simplifying things, but that's what columnists do. I've only got so much space, so I always take complex things and try to simplify them. So your new company, is that to simplify a lot of what you're going to be trying to do, and that is bring people and groups together and come out of that with a common vision?
Well, I hope to do that for sure. You know, whether you're a loosely organized community organization, like I spoke of this Monday morning meeting,
mm-hmm.
or whether you're a trade organization,
yeah.
a member-funded trade group, or a chamber, which is essentially a trade group without a focus.
It is, yeah.
I've never been around one that's not under-resourced. I've never been around one that's not trying to do more work than they have the capacity to do. What I hope to do is come in and let's plug some immediate holes. While we're there, let's have an honest discussion about what jobs really need to get done. Then let's see who's in the room, who's at the table for these conversations. You have to visit with the major stakeholders. You got the big employers, but you mm-hmm. also got to sit down with the food truck or the barbecue joint. You got to sit down with the folks that are new to the community and the folks that have been there a while to make sure we're doing this together, that the change is happening with everybody, not at everybody.
Yeah.
You know? And the reason I think that's important is because you'll become a pass-through. Folks will show up and do their job and make good money for a little while, but you want them to settle in and plant roots, build those muscles of engagement. We want new Arkansans. We don't just want a temporary workforce.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we're talking about these great things going on with the steel industry in the Northeast, the boom getting boomier in Northwest, Central Arkansas becoming this major logistics and distribution area. And yet I go back and I look at the 2020 census. And from 2010 to 2020, our state gained population. And that's a good thing, obviously, because two of our neighbors, Louisiana and Mississippi, have both been losing population
right.
in recent years. But even though the state as a whole gained population, only 22 of our 75 counties gained population, 53 of our 75 counties lost population from the 2010 census to the 2020 census.
Yeah.
So, you know, Central Arkansas, the Little Rock metro area, Northwest Arkansas, and basically the Jonesboro metro area. Those mm-hmm. are your three mm-hmm. growth areas. You go to work for a chamber in Pine Woods of South Arkansas and the Delta of East Arkansas. What do you say there?
I say, why are you here now? What's kept your family here? You want people to move to where you are for the reasons you are there.
Mm-hmm.
They need to recognize the opportunity, but you also want to attract people that appreciate the values, that appreciate the culture. You know, I have a newsletter that I send out every Tuesday morning. And this morning's was on authentic storytelling for a community.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to sit down and get everybody on board to tell the story about why they are there. Because, again, like I said, there's not going to be another Crowley's Ridge. There's not another if you haven't seen the Delta in September, then you haven't
Absolutely.
Seen one of the most beautiful places in our
nation. Oh, I
love
harvest season. Absolutely.
You know?
I just love it. Yeah.
So there's also a culture in a lot of these places of hidden innovation,
mm-hmm.
you know? Blues music is innovation. Mm-hmm. Barbecue is innovation.
Mm-hmm.
The way that rice has been produced or cultivated over the last 100 or so years has been innovative. So there's a lot of innovation happening. I think these groups have a really great opportunity in these rural communities to tell their stories, and it doesn't cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
When we moved to Bentonville, again, I'm going to credit Lisa Cobb, my wife, for this. We had all these awesome experiences. We're meeting all these cool people, people that could live and work anywhere. I'll tell the story about the guy who told me, because you have these meet the new chamber guys.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, always. Yeah.
And so this guy's like, I do graphic design. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I'm thinking he makes flyers for, you know, the library or something. And so what do you work on? He said, well, people, they call me the hair guy. What does that mean? He said, well, you know, like Tangled or Frozen, I did all the hair.
Oh, wow.
And I look at him, he's like, yeah, I'm an illustrator for Pixar. I can live anywhere. I live in Bentonville.
Living in Northwest Arkansas.
So we started to have those experiences, but at the same time, our kids were riding bikes and playing and going and you know, doing sidewalk art. And I said to Lisa, I said, what in the world is going on here? And she said, well, it's just because it's Bentonville. So that landed, that became Because Bentonville, a hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
That all we did was announce that we were going to start using a hashtag Because Bentonville.
Yeah.
Fast forward a few months, there's 30,000 uses on Instagram of that hashtag.
Wow.
The chamber doesn't own it.
Yeah.
We're not editing it. And let me tell you, I had board members that said, maybe you should edit some of the content.
Yeah.
But it caught fire. And I think that's what you have to do. These communities have to find their points of pride,
mm-hmm,
and find a creative way to tell that story. It doesn't cost a lot. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't cost a lot of money.
Absolutely. Now you're preaching to the choir. I spent 4 years with the Delta Regional Authority.
That's right.
Doing work in parts of 8 states, actually. Arkansas and 7 other states, mainly rural, poor areas. And the thing I always preached, Graham, is identify your strengths and play to those. Don't try to be somebody you're not.
That's right.
And that's play right. to your strengths, because every community has strengths, but it is also as simple as you know, because sometimes simple and easy, but it is simple as starting with cleaning up your town, with picking up trash, with mowing, with getting some of those empty buildings downtown filled up. I could go to a new town, and I went to a lot of new towns being in an 8-state area. And you know this, and drive around before a speaking engagement. I'd get there early and drive around for an hour or two. You could get a pretty good feel just in that drive around, whether a place had it going on or not.
That's right. That's right. That happened to me. My son runs cross country, and my daughter does Odyssey of the Mind. So I see these little small towns across Arkansas. And I was in Prairie Grove. I'd never been.
I'm a history nut, so I've been to the battlefield many times.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. What a cool
little downtown.
Gentry is the same way, you know. But these, you know, yeah. Take care of your community. Clean your front porch first.
Yeah.
Right. There was an event. You know, I love riding bikes.
Absolutely.
And so somebody sent me an event in Lake Providence that wasn't trying to be. It was literally trying to be all things to all people in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
They sent it to me because there was a bike ride on the levees of the Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
That's neat.
Right?
That's absolutely neat.
So you had everything from 5 miles to 50 miles riding on the levees. You had everything from a 1 mile fun walk to a 10K. You had the arts community. You had food. You had farmers. And then you had the faith community. And the whole idea was to come together and talk about what your community was doing right.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Make people feel good.
Let's start talking about what we do well and how we can do more of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a story that every single community in Arkansas can justify spending some time doing.
Absolutely. Graham, we've run out of time. I knew it was going to go fast. I'm going to have to get you back soon, because there's a lot more I want to talk about. But if there's a person, an organization out there that wants to reach you and says, hey, this guy might could help us, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach me is at Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, at paceline-strategies.com,
okay,
or Google paceline-strategies.com. I got, like I said, an e-newsletter that goes out on Tuesday, so if you just don't have enough in your inbox, well, I'm happy to fill that void.
Good. And I'll have you back soon because there's
Thanks,
a lot
Rex.
More. As you saw, there's a lot of them crossed and crossed out on this pad. Time flies when you're having fun.
Thanks, Rex.
Graham Cobb, our guest, thank you for listening to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.